And the reality is this: Tom Anselmi was not available today, so we went to the next best guy, and that's Eugene Melnick, the owner of the Ottawa Senators.
Is he laughing?
Are you laughing, Melnick?
I am laughing.
Good. Because I heard you were kind of pissed that Anselmi was getting on all the time, according to you.
We love Eugene. We love call him you come anymore. On.
No. He's supposed to talk to you. I don't know why, but it's in the job description. Talk to Bob and Davey.
All right, good. Is he doing a half-assed decent job for you, or do you know?
Of course, I know. I'm on the phone all the time, like daily. But yeah, he's doing a good job. He's trying. He's he now sees the challenges. It's a big difference, working Ottawa versus Toronto. And you don't really believe it until you land there and start spending time. But generally, he's doing a good job.
I don't want to dwell on the arena thing, but while we're on it, just one question. I mean, are you comfortable that this thing is going to get done? Or are you still in a process where you're not 100% sure?
Well, it's all subject to negotiations, but so it could go anywhere. I'm optimistic, but we're just grinding through this, and it's we have everybody on board to try to get it done. But at the end, we have weekly meetings scheduled with everyone, and it's everyone is committed to getting this done. And we're working towards it. And I think we have a good shot of getting it, but if the numbers aren't there, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I do believe that we are, moving forward, and it's so far so good.
So let me ask you kind of a weird hypothetical that this sets up, because you're in a situation where you are now in the rink and you've reduced the number of seats for a number of reasons, which you can explain to our listeners if you want. But do you believe if you are successful in getting the new arena, the new location, that it would create a dynamic that you wouldn't necessarily need to reduce the number of seats? Or are they, you understand what I mean, that being downtown and being in a different place would mean you wouldn't have to do that?
Well, it's always a plus to be downtown. But we are constantly doing research to answer that exact question.
Okay.
Because my big question is, okay, so we move downtown. We've got this bizarre law that was put in place under our radar, but that basically forbids any business to give, a lousy ticket to a federal employee or any employee now, including the city. So it doesn't affect you out in Toronto as much as it affects people in Ottawa, where 600,000 people out of a million work for the government.
Right.
And they can't get a freebie ticket. And, so we're parking ourselves in the middle of downtown Ottawa. And we're coming closer to Parliament Hill, which is exactly the place where government employees work. So we're trying to struggle with that. And we're hoping for the best. A new and downtown arena always is a spark for anybody, plus the ongoing development there. So, we're studying it constantly, but parallel to that, we're negotiating what type of deal we can get done.
In your mind, will reducing the number of seats for home games create more demand, or will it create a better atmosphere that will then help demand?
Both. I think absolutely both. I think that, it's an NHL franchise that, going to the conference finals, there's only four teams that got to that. They should be drawing on their own. It shouldn't have to get into any kind of gimmicks or anything else. You open your door, you have to market it properly, but I believe that we should, with that kind of performance, you should be able to fill a stadium. And if not, then there's something fundamentally wrong. So we are hoping that first of all, as far as the number of seats, if you go back 25 years ago, 24, when they built the stadium, back then it was a little oversized. And the big deal back then was have as many possible suites as you can, as many. And the reason for that is that there was a lot of entertaining in Ottawa. People from the government could come to various suites, The tech sector was taking off, but, you know, they had some issues there with the Canadian dollar and other issues. It's still, you know, way out in the boondocks. But that boondocks is now all of a sudden because it's like Mississauga was 50 years ago.
It is the suburbs. Oh, I know.
Listen, you go into some old newspaper articles about when they were building Pearson Airport.
Oh, I know.
And they said the biggest mistake ever done by the city, this is back then, I think it was like 40, 50 years ago.
You're right.
They said was to put it out in the boondocks.
Yeah.
It's basically downtown.
Yeah, more or less
and
now.
That's how Toronto, and that's how Kanata, Ontario is growing. So it's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in this whole issue.
So there are reports, not from us, that you might not be able to sell out your home opener. Tell us, do you think you will? Are you?
I don't know. Well, we're trying, but if we can't, we can't. What are you going to do? I mean, we could go out and stand on the corner and sell them for the best price. But, you know, if we do, that's great. If we don't, well, it's a long season. It's I don't want to make excuses for anybody. But, you know, people are just getting around their heads around the fact that winter's coming and hockey is here. And sometimes it just takes a little bit time of ramping up.
But you've also
We will have a good crowd if we don't sell out. Sell out. It's what's crazy. It's the cheapy seats that don't sell.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's what. By the way, that's what we covered up. We covered up, I think, 1,500 of the cheapest seats in the stadium.
Right. Right.
It's because it was just an eyesore, and you know, people don't want to sit up there.
You also have. A significant number of home games very early in your schedule. I don't know what the exact number is. You probably do, like 12 of your first 16 or something like that, or at home.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Yeah, do you like that or hate that?
You know what? We had to do it. It's either you choose to go to Sweden or you get a regular... if you choose to go to Sweden, you get this schedule.
Yeah.
If you don't go to Sweden, you get a normalized schedule where it'd be pretty close to 50-50.
Right.
So we chose that route because we're all excited about going to Sweden, and it's just a byproduct of that. It was all scheduling and we had to do it that way.
One of the things that helps teams is when rivalries are particularly vibrant. I think you can look no further than what was going on when the Avalanche and the Red Wings were going head to head, and the crowds and the excitement they generated in the last decade. The Ottawa-Toronto Battle of Ontario hasn't been very hot, largely because...
Well, we keep winning. That's
yeah, I was going to say.
Because we kept slaughtering you.
Well, I was going to say, that largely because the Leafs were so crap.
Wait a second, it ain't us, Melnick. It's them. We just live here. Anyway, proceed.
So the point is, the Leafs appear to be on the right track and a much more formidable team now. Do you believe that if the Battle of Ontario gets to where it used to be, that that will help you? Guys, your business.
You got a minute.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it would. And I told you guys 2 years ago that I thought the Leafs were getting better and that they were going to be a contending team, if you remember.
No.
And you guys even laughed at me.
No, we didn't. But we don't remember that.
No recall.
Okay. but yeah, they are now ranked at something like 8th in our conference, and we're 12th, which we're going to try to show you again our dominance over the Leafs. But it's going to be a good rivalry. I think it'll continue, and it's great for our business.
We wish you good luck, and we'll stay in touch with you. And if you don't want us to call Anselmi, we won't.
You can call him every day. Just bug him.
All right.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it, and good luck this season to everyone.
We'll see you soon, I hope.
Yeah, have a great season. Yeah.
The owner of the Ottawa Senators, there's Eugene Melnick.